1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Aaron Rubin. In New York, in Louisiana, the largest wildfire in the state's history continues to burn. That forced the evacuation of the entire town of Maryville, population 1,000. Many have gone to a Red Cross shelter there, which is why Ed Bush is asking for donations.
If you're a part and you have a place or things that we could use to help, reach out to us. If you're interested in volunteering, we never have enough volunteers. Come on out and spend some time in a shelter and help people who need help. And most definitely, if you're interested in making a contribution to the Red Cross, we can always use a donation.
Maui has released an official list of 388 names who are still missing. CBS's Ben Tracy reports.
The number of people missing has dropped dramatically as the FBI vets each name on the list.
We have a first and last name and some other identifier, and we are able to make contact with the person who registered the report. These are people that we do believe to be unaccounted for.
Parts of Michigan are under a state of emergency after six tornadoes touched down. And in Texas, the heat wave there is straining the infrastructure. Mike Jimenez reports from San Antonio.
Triple-digit heat and high demand for outdoor watering is driving record pumping and causing more water main breaks.
You add all the stress of the soil shifting, plus everything from pushing a lot of water through that pipe more than normal, and you get the main breaks we're seeing today.
Donald Trump is now using his mugshot to fundraise after turning himself in Georgia.
All 18 of former President Donald Trump's co-defendants have now surrendered to authorities, each charged in a scheme to overturn Georgia's 2020 election results. Trump was booked Thursday evening, making history as the first former president to have his mugshot taken. All but one of the co-defendants were released after posting bond. Harrison Floyd, accused of intimidating election worker Ruby Freeman, remains behind bars. Natalie Brand, CBS News, Washington.
It's the March on Washington's 60th anniversary. Tens of thousands of people are expected to gather today at the Lincoln Memorial, where Martin Luther King gave his I Have a Dream speech. His daughter, Bernice King, says, "We can't stop fighting.
I get the tiredness. I understand the tiredness. And I sympathize with the tiredness. But don't give up. I mean, my mother used to always tell me, she said, baby, the darkest hour is always before the dawn."
SpaceX will make another attempt to launch four crew members to the International Space Station this morning. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Which Nature Valley camp are you in? Classic with oats and honey crunchy bars? Sweet with chocolate crunchy dipped granola squares? Or Camp Savory with new shockingly snackable savory nut crunch bars? Try them all to decide. Nature Valley.
O'Reilly Auto Parts Loaner Tool Program offers more than 80 specialty tools. Refundable deposit required. Stop by O'Reilly today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Military veterans and active duty service members, you could become a certified cyber warrior with just 12 weeks of training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, and IT pros with these skills often enjoy abundant opportunity and a great lifestyle. Protect our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. GI Bill, SkillBridge, and other VA benefits are available to those who qualify. Learn more at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP. That's mycomputercareer.edu/CWP.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crew to tase at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were crudy takes.
Crudies takes. See, man? It all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets with nowhere to go. I didn't think I'd survive. But I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
1 in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year. For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there.
Covenant House helped me break the cycle of homelessness in my family. They gave me the love that I needed.
Over 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed tonight. When youth who are experiencing homelessness have a hot meal, a safe place to sleep, medical care, and love, they can overcome heartbreaking challenges and have a brighter future.
They just really genuinely just wanted to help me succeed, and I'm succeeding. I'm a speaker, I'm an author. Covenant House really helped me and really helped mold me into the woman I am today.
If you or someone you love is asking for help, go to safeplacetosleep.org today.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Mainly clear overnight with lows around 59. Winds out of the north, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 73. Lows around 48. Tomorrow night, mainly clear skies. Mid-70s, Sunday, warmer on Monday with highs in the upper 70s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 73.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Thank God it's Friday. Dominic, we're calling this one the Friday P0113589 edition. Welcome to it, fella.
Crudy, happy Friday to you. Thank you, Nate, working the board. Happy Friday to all of our fair audience. P0113589, that is Donald Trump's number. That's his number. He got the mugshot. And I got to tell you, Crudy, the sun came up today. The cat still woke me up when she meowed this morning. I still went to the gym, did some work. You know, the day still went on. The world didn't end. And every one of those 19 charged, submitted, surrendered, showed up to be processed. That is a victory for justice in this country.
You don't want the cops showing up running through your yard wearing a wife beater t-shirt, some skivvies trying to climb.
I want to see them on cops, man. I want to see them run.
I would like to see that also, actually.
You never run. That's embarrassing. You don't run.
Well, not me. I'm not going to get away from anyone. Here's the troubling part. It's Friday. We air the grievances.
Yes.
215 pounds? My ass. I mean. For a minute there. For a minute, when I first saw the report, I'm like, man, he's down. Perhaps he's...
Like, that's unhealthy. Like, something's wrong.
Something's wrong with this man. He's lost substantial weight quickly, rapidly, because the last time I saw him, he's pushing 300 for sureies. Oh, no. Oh, no, Dom. Self-reported 6'3", 215. And for those listening on the radio, that's you. But some are watching. And some see that you've chosen a background today that's effectively, yes, turned to the left. You've got the mugshot style height behind you, Dom.
Yes.
And it is something of an optical illusion because it says you might be 6'3" tall.
This says right now, you know, the closer I get to the camera, the taller I get. So I'm like 6'6". And if Donald Trump is 215 pounds, Dominic Salvia is 6'6". Just saying.
You know what bothers me the most? I gave an accurate weight on the radio recently. I told you how much I weighed. And I cannot imagine Donald Trump did the same. Do you think he bet the under, Dom?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, man. He took it all. He loaded it on what? The over-under was 273.5.
Gamblers, the bettors, and an actual bookie said established a weight line because they knew they were going to release a weight and a height and a mugshot. But most importantly, a weight. And I was speculating. 299.9 was my over-under, Dom. 215, my arse.
Come on. We started like Googling, what does that, 215, 6'3" person look like? And, all these like ball players.
NFL athletes, wide receivers.
You know what I mean? No way. Absolutely not. I mean, so what if he came in and said, all right, I'm 7'3". You know what I mean? Or just totally whacked out his height.
I'm 5 foot. I'm Dominic Height. I'm 5'3".
Yeah, right. The other way around. I'm 5'1". You know? Well, I'm sorry, Mr. Brezen. You're obviously not 5'1". Would they have corrected that part? Is there any correction going on here? I mean, if you lie on the intake form, that doesn't bode well for the strategy, right? You're already lying. You
is that perjury? If a guy says he's 215, you throw him on a scale and he's closer to 300, can you charge him with lying? I think Trump would be in real trouble if lying in and of itself was a crime. I think he'd be popping off misdemeanors all around town.
30,000 of them.
Here is what I would propose. Let's give away some Brewers tickets. A, because we got some Brewers tickets to give away. And tomorrow night, the Brewers play the Padres. And the great thing about American Family Field, if the weather's bad, they close the dome. There's always going to be a ball game. So if you win tickets on today's big show, almost called a game, big show. It's like a game show. I guarantee they'll play that game tomorrow. Probably. No, they'll absolutely play tomorrow.
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be a wonderful weekend. You can always go to the game. You can do a little drinking in the parking lot. It's going to be fine.
Well, and the fact that it's a 6:10 first pitch, there's plenty of time to have a couple and still get the kids home for, midnight or whatever you roll in. I'm not judging. It's summer still. It's summer. And we got tickets to give away. And here is the random arbitrary criterion we're using today. And oh, yeah, by the way, thank you to our flagship, Brewers flagship, WISS 1100 AM. And if you didn't know, Brewers in first place, baby. NL Central
strong.
Leaders
strong.
By like 3.5 games. I think the Cubbies are down there in like second or third now. Haven't been watching that close because my team's in first. I never looked back, only look forward. So we've
forward.
Got tickets.
Moving Wisconsin forward.
We're going to give away 3 pair. Unless you got a big family and a great story and you can be persuasive, talk us into it. But here's the criterion. Have you seen people are monetizing the Trump mugshot? You actually brought it to my attention. Of course, you know this. I'm saying it for the sake of, the listener, Tom. But if you give us the best way to monetize the Trump mugshot, we'll give you a pair of tickets to the Brewers game tomorrow night. 844-967-2789. If you just want to air a grievance or, put your hot take out there, that's encouraged as well. But just let our pal Nate, who will lightly screen your calls. When I say lightly screen them, if you're more sober than Giuliani, you get on the air. At 844-967-2789. The best ways to monetize the Donald Trump mugshot, Dom, seems very obvious. Toilet seat.
Urinal covers?
Cookie
covers,
I would say, the full facial there on the inside of the urinal. Put the mugshot up there. See Marjorie Taylor Greene? She put up her own mugshot, like she had been arrested, in solidarity. She had her own mugshot.
Wow. You know, it's just unbelievable. It really is. I mean, think about it. Here's a congressman. Oh, my cult leader. I'm gonna act like my cult leader. Here's my mugshot too.
You know, there's probably a mugshot or two of me floating around out there in the world, Dom.
I know. We should actually pull those. There's just
I am not glowering like the former president did, though.
The Kubrick.
Like, is that the Kubrick? I got to fight me sort of look down.
Yeah. So Stanley Kubrick, a director, and I didn't know this, that this is a thing, a name, what you call it, that death stare, apparently done in many movies that he's done, The Shining, Full Metal Jacket, Clockwork Orange, you know, a lot of the crazy characters looking directly into the camera, you know, the Kubrick. That's what Trump was doing. And I got to tell you, I wasn't scared. I'm not scared. He's so scary.
Do you think anyone is or would legitimately be scared by his scowl?
Well, I mean, what's he communicating?
Is he looking through the camera at Fonnie Willis or, you know, perhaps Jack Smith as well? I got my evil eye. That's the stank eye, isn't it? Is he giving the stank eye? I mean, that's the stank eye. I think it is. 844-967-2789. Augie calling from Windsor. Welcome, Augie. What do you got for us?
Hey, Augie, welcome.
Hey, I got an idea. It'll be a soap on a rope. So one side has his mugshot, and the other side says, feel safe in the shower. You'll never have to bend over by dropping your soap.
Oh, maybe they could have like a co-defendant on the other side of the soap. You know, Mark Meadows, the chief of staff. He's also turned, or like a Rudy Giuliani soap bar. Only the problem would be it would bleed the Grecian formula through. The ink would stain your hands, Augie.
Yeah, you don't want to bend over in a shower in a jail if you drop your soap. So if it's on a rope, you're safe.
That is the rumor, Augie. I've never experienced that personally. Oh, real quick, Augie, I'll put you back on here. Are you hoping for some tickets?
No, I won't be available tomorrow.
Well, we'll have Nate. Keep checking. Don't forget to ask people and put it on the screen so we know if they want the tickets. We won't waste any of our valuable airtime asking.
For the pure fun of it, doesn't need a ticket. How are people? How would you? How should we monetize Donald Trump's?
I thought a toilet seat was a good idea, Dom.
I like a toilet seat. That's fine.
Let's not steal everyone's good idea.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Right.
Marina from Union Grove. Welcome. New name. Welcome to the show. Marina. What do you got for us?
Well, I think I would love to have Donald Trump on my ass, so I was thinking about having boxers.
Boxers?
And he sort of does that when he puckers up, when he talks. Have you ever noticed it? It sort of has that rectum look to it, just kind of the pucker he's got going on there. You know, if that was positioned right. You know,
I don't know. Donald Trump, Marina, seems more like a tidy whitey underwear guy to me instead of like boxers. Boxers seems too cool for Donald Trump.
You're probably right.
Marina, were you hoping for some tickets today?
You know, I would love some tickets.
Well, I tell you what, we like your idea. So we'll give you some tickets, but you got to hold on tight. Our friend Nate will get some more information from you. Tickets for tomorrow night's Padres game, courtesy of our flagship station, WISS, 1100 AM, 98.3 FM Oshkosh Air Support. Also playing out on WRCE. And Dom, a new addition to the Civic Media family, the big Q98 in the Northwoods. Got the Brewers tonight. They're playing out. Don, today is a P00. Oh, pardon me. Damn it. So hard to do this properly. P01135809 edition. You know, when you're in the Army, they ask you to like give your name, rank, and serial number sometimes. Trump's going to have to do that. Like when they call him to the yard, he's got to stand on the line. Come back with us. Stand the line. More devils. 844-967-2789. It's written on the wall.
Locally grown radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
The Devil's Advocates know how to kick ass and chew bubblegum, and we're all out of bubblegum.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show, taking your calls, airing grievances, sharing ideas on how to monetize Donald Trump's mugshot, giving away some Brewers tickets, 844-967-2789.
Then we go into Ross from Crawford County. Ross, welcome to the show. What do you got for us?
Hi, Ross.
Hey guys. Thanks for your statewide dominating radio station. This is... his mugshot is identical to his official photo as a president. So if you ever got over to the VA hospital, the veterans, they'd know what I'm talking about. You over to the VA hospital, it was the same shot, just this sort of scowling guy that's looking at you. So it's probably just his whatever. It's his photo when he's looking at the world, I guess. But my money-making gimmick gig would be a government contract with the U.S. military. Uncle Sam, you know, the old sort of where Uncle Sam is kind of pointing the finger at you, and it basically would say something like, if you don't look like this guy, or if you're not this guy, we want you.
Right. A great recruiting tool. I'm not sure that the megas would have it. I don't think anybody on stage at the debate would be down for that, Ross. But we'll go with it, man. We're going with it. You want some tickets, Ross? How's it going? You want to go to the Brewers this weekend?
Man, in a parallel universe, I would. I've got tickets to something else. But thank you.
Great, man.
Perhaps the Packer game tomorrow. No, I don't have tickets for that. Don't mishear me there. But the Packers have a preseason game tomorrow as well. So I know some will be sneaking up to Lambeau. We'll be playing out the Packers' final preseason game, WRJN, that's 1400 AM. That's Civic Media's Packers coverage. So if you're listening in the Milwaukee Metro and parts south thereof, 1400 AM or 99.9 FM. And also over in Richland Center, they got the Packers game, WRCO. And did I mention the new addition to the Civic Media family, the big Q98.3 in Park Falls, Wisconsin? They will also have Packers coverage brought to you care of Civic Media. So Packers Radio Network, no tickets. We got Brewers tickets. If you want some, let the host know. I see we got lots of people wanting tickets now. So let's get to a few of them. 844-967-2789. Hoosier Bob's just did it for the clever, for the funny, for the grievance. Hoosier daddy, what do you got for us?
Hey, Bob.
Hey, boys. How are you?
Good, man.
I was thinking about monetizing that mugshot. And what would be better than a coffee mug? I could drink my coffee every morning knowing that he's got a mugshot and he's going to jail.
What if it was like a prison hooch still? Like you could put a picture of Donald Trump on the prison hooch still, and then, you know, someone could sneak it in their prison purse into him, and he could brew up some prison wine, if you will, Hoosier Bob.
I always need something in the morning. If I can't have coffee, I'll take some, you know, some rock gut. That's all right.
I'm not sure who's going to bring Trump his Diet Cokes going forward, at least if he's incarcerated. I don't know if they'll be in the vending machine.
I'm sure with his billions of dollars, he can buy him a willing cellmate.
I bet he could. If he had that much money, he might be the first guy to lose his mattress in prison, right, Tom?
You never know, man. And Bob, certainly a mug shot on a coffee mug, no-brainer right there. But the problem I see with that is you're going to see it all the time. Either you're going to have it, you know, facing you when you're holding your cup, or whoever's in the room with you is going to have to be looking at Trump. So I would suggest perhaps if we do a mug shot, put it on the bottom of the mug. You put your coffee on, so you drink it down, and then you see him at the end when it's all empty.
Isn't that, Don, when we commissioned our friend Fernando down in Miami to create some art for us during Scott Walker's prior presidential campaign, when his entire claim to fame was, I was an Eagle Scout, Well, we had a piece of art commissioned, and we had the Devil's Advocates logo put on the base, if you'll recall, Dom.
Yes, on the bottom. That's of a sign of quality.
Scott Walker resembling commissioned art Scott Walker butt plug that you can still get, I believe, at politicalsculptor.com.
Thank you, Fernando.
Yeah, we got to reach out to Fernando. You know, it's a whole new class of Republicans. I wonder if he's got a Ramaswamy up yet. Some want tickets. Let's get back to the phones. 844-967-2789. Having a little fun. Air your grievance. Tell us the best way to monetize Trump's mugshot for a chance to win a pair of tickets to tomorrow night's Brewers-Padres game at American Family Field. Sarah from West Allis. Welcome, Sarah. What do you got for us?
Hey, sir.
Hi. Hello. How are you guys?
Excellent.
Good. Thank you.
Put them on a tampon.
Oh!
Oh, geez.
So that every time I think of all of the ways that he tried to manipulate my reproductive rights, I could just rip them right out and throw them in the garbage where he belongs.
Sarah, I've allowed you to continue with that terrible visual because he deserves it, right? He deserves it.
He does. So many reasons.
I was going to go with the mug, but the guy before me was like, yeah, because I would love to have a mug that every time I looked at him, I could stick my tongue out. And he said the mug, so I had to think of something else. But yeah.
Plan B.
Well, Sarah, that accelerated really quickly.
Yeah, it did, didn't it? It got out of hand fast.
Sarah,
I love it.
Stick around. Our pal Nate will get your information. We'll get a pair of Brewers tickets to you, courtesy of our flagship, WISS 1100 AM. Our first place, Milwaukee Brewers, playing out damn near every day on there. 98.3 FM, that's Oshkosh Air Support. Big game tomorrow night at 6:10. We still got one pair of tickets to give away probably this hour. Going to monetize the Donald Trump mugshot. I thought toilet seat. I thought, how could you? Anyways, I guess, well, you know, hard to do the round thing. More Devils. Your great ideas next. 844-96-PARTY.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
And we're
live here outside the Perez family home just waiting for the... And there they go, almost on time this morning. Mom is coming out the front door strong with a double-arm kid carry. Looks like Dad has the bags. Daughter is bringing up the rear. Oh, but the diaper bag wasn't closed. Diapers and toys are everywhere. Ooh, but Mom has just nailed the perfect car seat buckle for the toddler. And now the eldest daughter, who looks to be about 9 or 10, has secured herself in the booster seat. Dad zips the bag closed, and they're off. Ah, but looks like Mom doesn't realize her coffee cup is still on the roof of the car. And there it goes. Oh, that's a shame. That mug was a fam favorite.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Just nail the big stuff. Like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Mainly clear overnight with lows around 59. Winds out of the north, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 73. Lows around 48. Tomorrow night, mainly clear skies. Mid-70s, Sunday, warmer on Monday, with highs in the upper 70s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 73.
I don't know if you know the Devil's Advocates, but the show is kind of a big deal.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday edition, where it is our tradition to air the grievances, maybe show a little frivolity, give away some Brewers tickets. In today's case, I still got a pair. And now the competition, you know, we've moved beyond the preliminaries. Now you got to have a really good answer, something awe-inspiring, because we only got two tickets left and we got lots of people that want them. We'll get back to the phones in just a moment. But if you get the shiny Civic Media app, you can text us and we can read them on the air. Here are a few examples so far, Dom. 215 pounds per side. Talking about Donald Trump's self-reported weight. Mark from the SAC wants to know, so he was allowed to give his weight, not weighed by the jailers? Yeah, Mark, because he ain't 215 by about 80 pounds worth. And another texter says, that's exactly what I was thinking, Crudy. Whenever you text that, I'll read it aloud. Here's one. A new texter from the TAP. The TAP 93.5 in Eau Claire. The first texter I've seen from the TAP recently, Dom. So I turn on Civic Media Radio for the very first time, and I hear wife beater t-shirt within 2 seconds. Awesome.
Terrible.
It went with the story we were telling at the time. Sometimes you describe the former president as wearing a wife beater t-shirt and fleeing the police like it's a cops episode. You know, in deference to the fact he's been indicted 91 times in 4 jurisdictions very recently. Screen print to each sheet of a roll of toilet paper. That's a good one. Trump mugshot butt plug question mark. Have to call Fernando. Tom from West Dallas. Hey, Crudy, you're lowering the bar for me. No, we don't lower the bar for anyone, Tom. Not on this fine show. Oh, there's so many examples here. Anyway,
we don't want to spoil them. We have people on the line that may have some of those same ones. So let's
wait.
Callers an opinion here, man.
I got one really funny one. Vivek Ramaswamy is the type of dude to sell his own butt plugs. That's clever, Texter on the WMDX line. Let's get back to the phones, Dom. Lots of people trying to win some Brewers tickets. Be clever. Air their grievances. If I can see in sort of which time order-ish who's been most patient, I think it's Mike from Cedarburg. So, Mike, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Mike.
Well, it's actually pretty much a legal question. I probably be better off talking to Maggie Dawn, but my experience, every time I talk to a lawyer, it costs me money, and whereas you guys are cheap, you know. So,
We are a cheap date, Mike.
I want to know, when he gets convicted, who gets him first, Chargers, New York, or the feds?
Who gets him first? Who gets the trial first? Yeah. Who gets the conviction first? Or who gets to put him in jail first?
Like, if he's convicted in all jurisdictions, Mike, where does he serve the time?
Yeah, what does he become a guest first? I'm hoping Georgia, because I've been building prisons for a lot of years, and trust me, they ain't real nice down there.
No, Mike, I got Georgia on my mind as well. If he's got a jurisdiction, I hope he gets to vote from a Georgia prison. Does he lose his voting privileges as a felon?
A felon is not a thing. Isn't that what the Republicans are all about? You know, if you break the law, you don't get the vote. That's how they feel about it. So, you know, win in room.
844-967-2789. I believe Dan from Edgerton. He might be the next most patient. Dan, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Dan.
Hi. I used to be an altar boy back when it was Latin. And I'm thinking maybe some real thick prayer rugs. And on it, it would say something like, if I pray hard enough, maybe Trump will apologize for the first time in his life or something.
Dan, that is a clever idea, but it may not monetize, and it is not worthy yet of tickets. Sorry, man, you got to play another day. 844-967-2789. Shoot, who's next? Alan, not looking for tickets, but wants to join the show. Welcome to the party, Alan. What do you got for us?
Hey, Alan.
Hey. Hi, guys. So I'm thinking of, like, maybe taking that mugshot and putting, like, either Catwoman's mask or Batwoman's mask on them with a caption underneath that says Agent Orange. As he's very...
Have you ever seen the movie Eyes Wide Shut, Alan? Perhaps he could wear one of the lacy masks.
Yeah, there you go. Or maybe
that kind of reminds me of like the
Beluga Boy.
The what's that? The South...
I said maybe just have no mask and call him Beluga Boy.
Beluga Boy,
you know, Hawaiian kind of t-shirt.
Like, Beluga, you know, like a whale.
I do, Alan. But jokes that have to be explained don't merit tickets. You didn't want them, so you won't be heartbroken if we don't give them to you. We're going to keep moving down the phones. 844-967-2789. I'm not sure how we would market the whale. That would be hard to monetize. Beluga Boy. Maybe a big overstuffed animal version of Trump? Beluga Boy? I don't know how we would do that.
Bear? I don't know.
You got to have a better idea than that if you want to earn some tickets. Let's go to Rich from New Berlin. Welcome, Rich. What do you got for us?
Hey, Rich.
Hey, fellas. Great to talk to you. Great show. So I was watching TV last night, and when I saw the screenshot of all 19 defendants, the first thing that popped into my mind is trading cards.
Yes.
A set of trading cards and a bad stick of gum.
What kind of gum? What would the flavor be?
Oh,
ketchup?
God. Yeah, it would taste like something. I can't. Yeah, ketchup. There you go. Either that or a deck of cards.
Well,
Donald Trump is the Joker.
You know, we had a friend, Jeff Leonard, down in Charlottesville, Virginia. And Jeff invited us down before those Tiki Man March. And little did we know what was coming. But Jeff actually did like a card, a deck of lies. And he had like 52 wow. different lies of the Donald Trump administration. It was pretty clever. Rich, I like your idea as well. Hang tight. Our pal Nate will get some information. And we got a pair of Brewers tickets for you. to tomorrow night's game against the Padres and the rest of these fine people, Dom. They just got grievances and stuff. So we're going to keep moving down the phones at 844-967-2789. Our new pal, Cameron from Nian. Nina, I know how to say it, Cameron. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Cameron.
That's okay. It took me forever to remember there was two E's. Okay, so as I'm sure Nate told you, not looking for tickets, right? So
I've got
three quick ones I will throw out. Urinal cakes with his face, his mugshot. I mean,
excellent.
That's an easy one.
I like that one.
A barometer that you can sell to the fine people of Wisconsin with the tube being the Coke can that he's trying to push out of his butt in prison. Because he's trying to sneak it in. And then, I already forgot the other one. It's too much adrenaline.
It's so exciting,
so
Cameron, to be on the greatest.
So
wait, he found it.
NFTs.
What's that, non-fungible tokens? Who do you think owns the Trump NFTs? Mugshot NFT? Someone must own it by now.
I tracked it at one point, but it was getting moved around, and it looked like money laundering.
Cameron,
which
you're
not really a surprise, right?
Define money laundering. To launder money. Cameron, thank you for your call. 844-967-2789. Allie from Madison. Well, trying to let you in, Allie here. Allie from Madison, welcome. You got a bright idea on how to monetize the Trump mugshot?
Well, I have a song for his number, 1139809. Reminded me of the Tommy Two Tone song, 8675309. So there's a song for his number, and then also rectal thermometers.
That's a pretty good 1-2 punch, Ellie. Do you want to sing a little? Do you, Allie? If you're the Allie I'm thinking of, you've got a reputation as a singer, Allie. You want to sing a little?
Well, no, I tried. I practiced and I couldn't get it. But maybe Nate could play just a clip of it or something. But 8675309. Only it's 1139809.
That's 0113589.
Yeah.
You gotta linger on the nine. Allie, that is an excellent idea, especially the thermometers. We're going to leave it there for now. 844.
1-1-3-5-8-0-9-9. Oh, I like that.
844.
Some gold there, Jerry.
967-27. I had already thought that on the drive over, like, if only we had a production team that could, like, turn my random irrelevant thoughts into comedic gold here on the radio, Jerry. Damn it, we'll have to stick to Ovaltine jokes. 844-967-2789. Maggie Dawn, our pal and colleague in broadcast. Usually you take Fridays off, but we pulled you in with the monetizing Donald Trump's mugshot, didn't we?
Hey, Maggie.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you really can't pass it up. Toilet seat covers. I mean, it's super obvious. But
well, I thought toilet seat, you know, the actual sitting portion, but of course that only holds so much. You know, you'd have to replicate the photo all the way around the horseshoe.
Yeah, you just do little faces on the seat. Yeah, little faces on the seat, and then the cover, the, you know, like bottom and top. It's just anything that has to do with your ass in the bathroom, like put his face on it, right? The toilet.
There's
paper,
a lot of ass reference
wipes,
these days.
Rectal thermometers. It's just, you could have a whole basket of butt related items with Donald Trump's face on them.
Have you met our friend Fernando from Miami yet?
No, I haven't.
He's an interesting character. He's got a butt plug for that, I suspect.
I love it. Have fun this afternoon, guys. Good to talk to you.
Maggie, you as well.
Thanks for playing, Maggie.
Don't you have a big shot job? And are you supposed to be working, Maggie Dawn? 844-967-2789. Having fun with you, our fair audience. The game. Best way to monetize the Trump mugshot. And we gave some tickets away, so we're done with the ticket giveaway, but we're really enjoying your contributions. It's a good way to end the week. A little lighter note. Perhaps someone's writing this down. We'll trademark it and steal it from you. Ulysses from Milwaukee. Welcome, Ulysses. What do you got for us?
Hey, Ulysses.
How are you?
Excellent. Yeah, having fun.
I'm sorry.
Well, okay, excellent.
How about face towels with egg on the face? Egg dripping down off his forehead, down his cheeks, onto his suit jacket.
Well, I bet you it will certainly be featured on a lot of jack-o'-lanterns this year.
And how about the second one? Seat cushions, the bottom seat cushion.
The bottom seat cushion, the one that catches all the heavy traffic, if you know what I'm saying.
All the traffic, yes. Can I say just one more thing?
Yes, sir, Ulysses.
I'm sorry I missed calling in for the tickets. Golly, you know, it would have been a great time for me to make some amends with my daughter, you know? Okay? Maybe next time I'll get in quicker, you know?
Ulysses, got to listen to all the big shows here on the Civic Media Network, courtesy of our fine flagship Brewers, flagship 1100 AM and 98.3 FM. We give tickets away for damn near every home game here on the radio, Ulysses. We usually get like a day and a half's notice, so we'd let you know it was coming, Ulysses.
We gotta give them away. So yeah, keep listening, man. We'll get you a pair. I'm sure we could make it work.
You got a name I might just remember, Ulysses. So anyways, call us the next time we are offering tickets. But all we got for you today is, you know, camaraderie, a little commiseration, a little monetization of a Trump mugshot, your grievances. Hell, we got Mike Clements, a little Packer camp update. You know, they got their last big game, preseason game tomorrow before a world championship regular season. And we play it out.
Like 2 weeks off before regular season?
They play like a 17-week regular season. So yeah, I think they traded them a preseason game. I understand that Aaron Rodgers is playing this week. First time since like 2018, he's playing in a preseason game. I will not be there. Might watch it. I don't know. I literally have watched like 3 TV shows all summer. Nothing but radio for me. I'm a fan. Come back, more Devils.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
I like big butts and I cannot lie.
Grass-fed, locally raised, 100% organic. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Having a little fun today. How would you monetize the Donald Trump mugshot? 844-967-2789.
You know, the people with the best ideas, they're already out there activating. They're already out there marketing. They're already on the interwebs. We should just Google buy the Trump mugshot, something like that.
Oh, man.
That's not how we do it.
We're slow braining it, man. We're having some fun, you know, exercising our creativity. And yeah, no doubt. I'm sure there were people that had whatever product they were waiting on. All they needed
was the image.
As soon as it came out, boom.
Well, I hope their show partner didn't immediately step on the image they disseminated and tamped it down by putting up like a CNN version of the very same picture that they had just posted moments
prior.
Come
on, man. Crude. I looked. It wasn't there. We great minds think alike. You just barely beat me to it.
I sent you a copy of the mugshot. You're like, where's this from? I said CNN. I had already posted it. And then you went and double posted it, man.
Oh, man. It wasn't up. I looked.
967-2789. Try refreshing your browser before you post.
Original source documents. You were just putting up pictures. You never know.
AI, I said a little fun.
Oh, no.
Doogie from Chicago. Have a little fun with us, Doogie. What do you got?
Hey, Doogie.
Hey, what's happening?
Having a good time, man. Friday. How about you?
You know, it's a Friday, time to relax. And, of course, I still can't relax. But a funny show, laughing a lot. Making fun of this, you know, it's good to have a lighthearted show every once in a while with all the, you know, terrible news that continues to happen. I'm loving those urinal cakes and the thermometer. That's that's awesome. I don't know. I got into the show a little bit late, but I'm hoping nobody said anything yet about this format. Just walk right on them.
Floor mat. Oh, where you could wipe your foot right on the you might be onto something here, Doogie.
And then the other guy called in about a cushion, a seat cushion. Well, I thought about a whoopee cushion and used the release valve as with the mouth.
The puckered mouth. Doogie, the best jokes are the ones we crack ourselves up with, aren't they?
Absolutely. Don't make me crash. I'm driving home.
Well, you be careful out there.
The lines, Doogie.
Radio Doogie listening in Chi-Town, 844-967-2789. Josh from the 608. Welcome, Josh. What do you got for us?
Hey, Josh.
Hey. Greatest radio show on the dial. Mine's one more. I think I would buy these, but like greeting cards, you know, like happy birthday with his face on it or Christmas cards. I got a lot of family I'd love to send cards to.
Well, I think, Josh, you are onto something because, of course, we could make these for nearly any occasion. Trump's mugshot on a wedding present or Trump's mugshot.
Happy graduation.
Happy bar mitzvah.
I purchased them online myself looking for them, you know, to send to a lot of family. And this would be a lot better.
That would be. But here's the other part. Certainly on the outside, and we could put like, you know, bars up like a jail cell. We could play with that as well. But once you open it, Josh, what does it say? Like, I told you so?
Just a simple happy birthday. Merry Christmas.
Oh, just a happy. Okay. Happy birthday from the inside.
I want to deliver it subtle, you know, just hey, I'm saying happy birthday, but just a reminder of who you picked. Yeah. I got some pent up anger. You have to forgive me. You know, I've been on this for a long time, so I got a lot
I'm
of.
I'm glad we're here. We can help you release some of that, Josh.
Josh, we can all go to anger management together after the big show. 844. Appreciate you listening. 844. Don't drive angry. 844-967-2789. Dom, we have missed the most obvious one. One of the texters on the super cool Civic Media app text line, 844-967-2789, said the obvious, the pee pads, the Depends. Not only does he use them, he's got his face on them. That seems quite obvious.
I'm not only a client, I'm also the owner.
All right, Victor Kayam. 844-967-2789. Karen listening in Whitewater. Karen, which signal are you listening to down there?
It is 97.2.
Can't be.
Or 92.7.
92.7. Wow. Excellent. Thank you, Karen. Welcome to the show. What do you got for us?
I think the best moneymaker for Wisconsin would be cow chip bingo mat.
Ooh, cow chip bingo mat. Like the cows walk around and make the chips in real time?
You betcha.
And when his face
right
is fully covered, we all win?
That's it.
Karen, I like how you think, sister. Got any big plans this weekend?
Actually, I've got the bad and the good. I have to go to a funeral first, but then I have a great birthday party to go to after.
Well, sorry. Sorry for your loss and party on, sister.
Yeah, ups and downs, strikes and gutters.
Yeah.
Thank you, Karen. Thanks for calling.
844.
It's a whirlwind.
967-2789. Making some old friends, some new friends. Bill from Oconomowoc, I throw you in the really old friend category. How are you doing, fella?
Hey, Bill.
Hey, how's it going? Say, to go with the urinal cake, how about toilet paper?
I've already got Trump toilet paper. That, unfortunately, Bill, is not original. The Trump toilet paper I have in my office has different, like, I'll have to grab it during the break, but it has, like, different slogans on it. So you can pick your slogan and do what's appropriate.
I want people's face
I like Scotty Winker's on there, Trump's on there, and all the other ones that have been indicted. And it's, you know, the toilet paper of the month. Let's just take it a little farther. And then if you...
Oh, no, Bill, we're losing you.
Can you hear me now?
We can hear you now, I think, Bill. Take one more crack at it.
Okay. Okay, the toilet paper, put their faces on it, and then put that up for bid. If you get it made, put it up for bid. I think you could raise money for charity.
Or ourselves, because we're selfish bastards. We're looking for your good ideas so we can go monetize her, Bill. Did we leave you with the impression this is some altruistic thing? No, we're looking for your good ideas to monetize the Trump.
10% to one of Trump's charities.
I thought he's banned from having charities. Someone texted in again, the text line full of clever today. Another good one. The dog poop bags. How could we not think of that?
How about some like baby wipes?
Maybe he could have his own hemorrhoid ointment cream with his mugshot on there. And we could call it Preparation P0113-35809. Come back with us. Hour two of the Happier Happy Hour Friday edition. Having fun with our audience. Be patient and we'll get you all in. More done.
Hey, what's up, y'all? I'm Kelly Clarkson. And as the daughter of a school teacher, I know just how important education is. No matter how old you are or your situation, continuing to learn will enrich your life and help remove barriers you didn't even know were there. So much opportunity, y'all. Whether it's a foreign language, history, or a different way to look at things, take some time each day to learn something new. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
How do you locate a support group, professional association, or local organization? United Way's 211 will provide the answers to these questions and more. 211 is your connection to programs and services in Central Wisconsin. Dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In this ever-changing world, it is often hard to find the program or service you're looking for. United Way's 211 can assist you locating services. 211 is free and confidential. Trained referral specialists will help you get connected 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. Every day, people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. With thousands of programs in the database, they can assist you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? By their clothes, their age, the way they speak? Would you notice an 8-year-old girl who's not excited for summer break
because she may not be having lunch again until September?
Or a single father of two who works three
part-time jobs and still can't put enough food on the table?
Or maybe a mother who cleans offices at night,
hoping to find meeting leftovers to take home to her hungry family.
Or a war veteran who's having a hard time
landing a job and getting back on his feet.
I am the 1 in 8 Americans who struggle with hunger. People you pass by every day but never knew were hungry. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America,
200 Food Bank Strong and the Ad Council.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Mayor Rubin in New York. Heat and drought are fueling wildfires across Louisiana.